Missouri Net News. I'm Jason Taylor. The Missouri Senate is considering whether to toss some appointees Governor Greitens made to a commission while the legislature was not in session. The Missouri Times reports several senators filibustered the chamber last night for hours after news came that Greitens had withdrawn three of his appointments to a commission that held a controversial vote to end tax credits for developers of low-income housing. If the Senate returns the names of the appointees to Greitens, he could reappoint them without the chamber's approval after the current legislative session ends. Missouri Attorney General Josh Hawley has blamed the human trafficking problem on the sexual revolution in America. Bill Wise reports.
The Kansas City Star has released portions of an audio recording of a speech Hawley gave to a group of pastors in December. In it, he said, "We're living with the terrible after effects of this so-called revolution, and one of those effects is the crisis in our country that goes by the name of human trafficking." During his address, Hawley went on to say the sexual revolution has led to exploitation of women on a scale that we would never have imagined. Hawley has identified the fight against human trafficking as one of his signature issues as Missouri Attorney General. The Star reported that the audio it obtained was recorded during a speech Hawley gave last month at a Pastors and Pews event in Kansas City, hosted by the Missouri Renewal Project. Hawley is favored to win the Republican nomination to run for the Missouri U.S. Senate seat currently held by Democrat Claire McCaskill later this year. The Star's report of Hawley's comments came roughly a week after another Republican candidate for McCaskill's Senate seat, Cortland Sykes, caused a brief national stir with comments posted on his Facebook page in which he called feminists she-devils with snake-filled heads.
The Missouri Senate Judiciary Committee held a hearing on a state senator's bill aimed at helping human trafficking victims. St. Louis Democratic State Senator Jamila Nasheed tells MissouriNet this is a bipartisan issue.
This isn't a human rights issue, and this is a civil rights issue. These are people who have been victimized by way of their predators.
Police say a man and a woman suffered life-threatening injuries when they were shot in University City near St. Louis last evening. A homicide suspect wanted in connection with a 2017 Kansas City, Kansas murder was one of three suspects arrested after a police chase yesterday. Kansas City, Missouri police pursued a vehicle with the three people into Kansas City, Kansas, where stop sticks were used to stop the car. A veteran Missouri lawmaker who's filed daylight savings time legislation in the past has no plans to do so this year. Brian Howsworth reports.
For the past 4 years, Lamar GOP State Representative Mike Kelly filed a proposed constitutional amendment that would have made daylight saving time the new standard time. The bill died each year. Kelly, who represents four southwest Missouri counties, tells MissouriNet he'd like to see Congress address the issue. If the legislature had approved his previous plan, the issue would have gone to voters. If they had approved the plan, Missourians would no longer have changed clocks in the fall and spring.
Two parents have been charged after being accused of getting into a fight along with their daughter with a middle school student at a bus stop in Creve Coeur near St. Louis. This is Missouri Net.